You're listening to SBS News.
Teams in Brazil will resume their search for hundreds of missing people following a massive dam collapse in Brumadinho. Crews are returning to the area after the search was previously suspended amid fears a second dam could breach. For Luiz Mario, the help is too late. His loved ones stood no chance when the dam owned by Brazilian mining company Vale burst, killing at least 58 people.
I lost many friends, many colleagues. I am very sad, devastated. There are no words to speak because the pain is so great. I lost so many friends. My colleagues lost cattle. They lost everything, everything, everything.
Authorities evacuated several neighbourhoods in Brumadinho within range of another dam, the B6, also owned by Vale. Resident Aldolfo Alves says entire compounds went under.
In the place where the dam collapsed, there was a dining hall, a parking lot, and the mining company offices. So all of them are probably under this mud.
Areas of water-soaked mud appear to be drying out, which could help firefighters get to previously unreachable areas. Presidential candidate Marina Silva says preventing situations like this is just as important as rescuing victims.
É muito importante o apoio que está sendo dado pelos governos federal, estadual.
Federal and state government support to victims is very important. Taking measures to prevent situations like this is just as important as rescuing victims. We can't become specialists in helping victims and consoling widows and orphans. We have to anticipate such things. There are ways to protect the society from this kind of crime.
De crime desse tipo de calamidade.
At least 37 people are confirmed dead, but the number is expected to increase as rescue and recovery teams get to the hardest hit areas. The head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, has offered prayers and solidarity with families who have lost loved ones.
I wish to convey my feelings of regret for the tragedies that have hit the state of Minas Gerais in Brazil and the state of Hidalgo in Mexico. I entrust into God's mercy all the deceased people, while at the same time I pray for the injured and I express my affection and my spiritual closeness to their families, the entire population.
Israel's military is sending a search and rescue delegation to Brazil. Colonel Golan Vach says a delegation of 130 men and women will stay for 1 week to help search for survivors.
Brazil is in need of aid, so Israel will provide the best humanitarian aid possible that we are able to arrange in such short notice in order to save lives and assist the Brazilian people.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.